This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Generally, we start saving seeds of our perennials about mid-October. Native plant seeds will reproduce true to their original. Hybrids will not. There could be faded versions or a complete surprise of a new color. Then again, they may not produce at all. Seeds should be collected about 2 months after flowering. This could be seed pods, nuts, catkins, berries, etc. But be sure the seeds you collect come from healthy plants. This is about genetics. Collect on a dry day. Soggy seeds are too hard to dry out enough. And let them dry on a warm, sunny windowsill. You can also hang branches of flowers in a paper bag and allow the seeds to drop into the bag as the flower heads dry. Letting them dry enables the seed to be extracted more easily. If the pods or capsules don't open when they're dry, you can crush them to release the seed. As for berries, collect their seed by mashing them in a sieve, then rinse away the pulp. Leave those seeds to dry in a paper towel. Store seeds in your refrigerator. 41 degrees is ideal. Most seeds will remain viable for years. More information is on GardenBite.com. You can also save vegetable seeds. I have more on that from the University of Minnesota Extension. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? And of course, be sure to check out my website, GardenBite.com, and also my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.